Here with me in the studio this evening is one of the men who has been through all these vicissitudes with the company, or at least most of them. He's Andy Anderson, who started working for the Lee Paper Company something like 37 years ago. What is your present job at the mill, Andy?
Machine tender.
And just what does a machine tender do?
A machine tender's duty is to make a sheet of paper in regard to weight and size of sheet with a good clear mark and a good formation as the customer requires, and to work along with the beerman as regards tear and length of fiber the sheet calls for.
I suppose you recall the times, Andy, when the mill wasn't operating as it is today.
Yes, in the latter part of 1920, the bottom fell out of business and fine grade mills had hard sledding for about 5 years. But after entering in other grades, they began to pick up, and they have been going strong since.
Is there as much hard work in the mill as there used to be, Andy?
Well, the kind of grades we make now are different, and orders are much larger, but there's still plenty of work to do.
Andy, I think I heard it said that you're a Scotchman. Were you born in Scotland?
Yes, and came to this country in 1905.
In 1905. And how did you happen to come to the United States and then settle down to make your home in Vicksburg?
I had two brothers in this country, one in New York State and one in Maine. So I went to the one in Maine and worked in the Oxford Paper Company, located in Rumford Falls, Maine.
Well, you worked in a paper mill, but how did you happen to get to Vicksburg?
Oh, just wandering around.
I see. Do you have any hobbies, Andy?
Don't need any. My wife has plenty picked up for me to do.
She has plenty of hobbies for you. Well, much obliged for being with us, Andy. We have another guest with us this evening from the Lee Paper Company in the person of Gordon L. Moore. Mr. Moore is a former athletic coach at the Vicksburg High School, and he's also a graduate of Kalamazoo College. Gordon, how long have you been with the Lee Paper Company?
I have worked at Lee for nearly 15 years, minus 3 years I spent in the Navy. Relatively a newcomer compared to Andy here and many others. For instance, Charlie Steinbarger started working for the mill March 3rd, 1905, and is active now as a knife grinder in the shop.
My, that's a long period of service. I'd like to tell our listeners, Gordon, about your appearance. Folks, Mr. Moore here with me in the studio this evening is sporting a very luxuriant beard, which I understand that he's growing in connection with the Hospital Guild Festival, which is to be held in Vicksburg next summer. Tell us a little bit about that festival. I've heard something about this organization called Whiskers Universal, Gordon. What is that?
Well, you're right, Doctor. The name of the organization is Whiskers Universal Incorporated. It is a non-profit organization as far as members are concerned. All monies obtained by this group are for charitable enterprises. Our immediate objective is funds for the hospital, of course you know. The contest is an annual affair open to anyone in the world. However, by the terms of the Articles of Incorporation, the contest can be held only in Vicksburg on the fourth Saturday of July. Now, generally speaking, these beards will fall into two main classes, those of over 6 months' growth and those of 6 months or less. Of course, under each of these divisions, there will be awards for the best beard in every known type.
I believe, Gordon, that I heard that you won the championship in this beard contest last year. Is that true?
Well, that's right, in its infancy, Doctor.
And you have a few ambitions along that line maybe this year?
Well, I was practically stiff-armed into doing it this year.
Well, you've certainly had a good start. You'll be in the class of 6 months or over?
6 months or under, Doctor.
6 months or under, I see. Tell us a little bit about the program down there for this Hospital Guild Festival, Gordon.
Well, there's two or three things been added to it that we know for sure in the last couple weeks. One of them, we've engaged a full-fledged rodeo to come in there with all the bad-acting horses and calf tying and everything that goes in a full-fledged rodeo. The other thing is a log burling contest. We aren't quite sure yet. We haven't got all the final details worked out, but it should be worked out in one of the lagoons there within the village limits.
Well, that sounds very exciting. Are you going to have a parade again this year?
Oh, very definitely. Bigger than better than last year.
What's the theme this year?
Frontier Days.
I see. Getting back to the Lee Paper Company, I suppose a lot of the people at the mill will take part in the festival.
Oh, yes, they all. They all will, Doctor. In fact, the mill and the town are one and the same.
I see. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Moore and Mr. Anderson, for joining us on this broadcast. And that concludes our story of the Lee Paper Company.